You're all a go.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to begin now at 6 p.m. Welcome to our Cheney County Board of Adjustment meeting, Wednesday, April 17th. We're going to begin by establishing a quorum with our board. Scott?
Corey Robach.
Present.
David Hurd. Rick Persinger.
Here.
Trent Edwards.
Present.
Howard Kitchen. You do have a quorum.
All right. Thank you very much. Scott, if you could you give an explanation of the public hearing procedures?
Yes. I'd like to welcome you this evening to the April 17th, 2019 Board of Adjustment public hearing. Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of the Missouri Revised Statutes, the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C. And the Board of Adjustment bylaws is Exhibit D for all cases to be heard at this public hearing. The staff report will be read for each application, followed with any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon any of the applications, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please complete this sheet before the hearing begins. Anyone wishing to speak either for or against a request must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Chairman will call on everyone supporting an application followed by everyone opposing an application. Please present the completed sign-up sheet to Bonita at the front of the room before addressing the board. Then give your name to the Board of Adjustment before commenting on an application. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board and not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. The Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty to hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. Two is to hear and decide all matters referred to it, which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. Three, where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under sections 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
All right. Thank you, Scott. For a review and action, I'd like to take a minute for you guys to make sure y'all read the minutes and review those, okay?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as written.
I'd second that.
All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to begin with talking about how we're a quorum of three on the board right now. We are missing two members of our board. Scott, could you please share the bylaws of that?
In the bylaws under Article 12 voting, it's A, each Board of Adjustment member shall be entitled to one vote on all issues presented to the Board of Adjustment. It shall require the concurring vote of at least three members of the Board of Adjustment to constitute a decision or on the Board of Adjustment. B, if at any hearing before the Board of Adjustment, or if at a hearing before the Board of Adjustment, there is present only three members of the Board of Adjustment, then in such event, the applicant of the proceeding shall have a one-time option to continue the hearing until the next regularly scheduled Board of Adjustment meeting, at which there exists a quorum of members of the Board of Adjustment, and the matter shall be heard at that meeting without another option pursuant to this paragraph to continue the hearing to a later date. This option shall be requested prior to any evidence being received by the Board of Adjustment for the particular project or application tonight.
Okay, thank you, Scott. We'll begin with case number 19-02A. You have the option to continue, or would you like to defer till next month?
Okay.
All those who plan to speak during this case, for case 19-02A, and those, can I cover all of them?
I would
cover
them all.
All those who plan to speak during any of these cases, if you'd like to stand, I'd like to swear you in. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear to provide a truthful statement on tonight's testimony? All right, thank you. Okay, so we'll begin with 19-02A. We're going to begin with those who are for this project.
Let me go ahead and read your staff report.
Oh, okay.
And bring your applicant up.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's all right. Case number 19-02A, it's JMS Property LLC, is appealing the February 11th, 2019 Planning Commission denial of a Division 3 permit, which was number 1804, for nightly rental use on 10 lots for single-family homes located on Sunrise Cove, Branson, Missouri. The Planning Commission based its decision to deny due to compatibility. These lots were platted as part of the Cove at Cross Creek Phase 1 and are lots 14 through 23 and platted in 2003. The property will be served by Public Water District number 2 for water and Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. Properties to the north are single-family homes. Property to the south and west are Cross Creek Retail Shopping Center and vacant parcels. The property to the east is owned by First Assembly of God Church of Branson. And property locations here. Put the lot, the parcel, so here's our 10 lots. They're just outlined with little red dashes separating them. So I'll turn it over to your applicant.
All right. So if the applicant, if you'd like to speak, go ahead.
Hand up there.
Yes, please. Yeah, come on up.
Basically, we're here to discuss the reason it was denied, which was for compatibility. The four buildings that are just to the southwest of that are, some of them are or were currently divided ownership into up to 50 units. One is currently still owned in multiple of units of over 13 for sure units in the same building, which I have the documentation if you'd like. And then one of them, we believe by conversations with a customer, because we put up no trespassing signs on the lake, is still being used as nightly rental, or is being used as nightly rental. From the research that we've done, the entire Cross Creek subdivision is zoned retail office, residential, and multifamily. And I don't know if the word commercial was used. But, so like properties are right there, which is why we stayed on this side of the road with this part of the project. It is in predominantly a commercial area, serviced by roads from a commercial area. Across from the four houses that are up there, we've been approved for duplexes already, because it is multifamily. So any lot can be multifamily, and technically anything can be retail or office space in the entire subdivision by how it was zoned back in, I think, 2001. So we believe it is extremely compatible. In their numbers that they picked, we have a positive score. Technically, it says in there that we don't have any walking trails or anything like that. We actually have a 6-acre parcel of lake behind those houses for the use and enjoyment of our guests and whatnot. So there is a little better than just, you know, sidewalks and stuff to walk on, which there are no sidewalks in the subdivision.
Does any questions?
Mr. Green, just make sure that I understand. You're saying that the previous board had said compatibility is the issue. Your argument is that compatibility is not an issue. It's zoning and egress are not.
Well, if I read, I'm not sure exactly, you know, what we're here to, I mean, what they said in the staff report was compatibility. Is that not what you read, Scott?
That was the reason that the board gave.
They gave for denying it is that it wasn't compatible.
Would it be possible with some type of pointer? You were mentioning other residences that were being used for nightly rental. Can you point to that on the screen? Is that possible?
Yeah. Walk up there?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. You can approach it.
It's of these four buildings. I'm not sure which of these it is exactly. Matthew could answer that question. But one of these, we have all the, it's timeshare, basically. It's called divided interest, but it's basically the same thing. And then one of those three buildings had called and had an issue with the fact that we put up the no trespassing signs, leading that they were going to lose money by not being able to rent. So we take that to mean that's kind of likely rental to us. It may not be. I can't for sure verify it by any means, but These buildings here were all at one time, I know these two for sure at one time were divided interests. I'm pretty sure these three were for sure. I have no clue to this.
Now, is that a vacant lot I'm seeing?
There's two vacant lots here owned by Don Jones and his wife. And then we proposed building them here. These are kind of steep lots. So we want to place the houses kind of down. We made them look like single-family houses, and we submitted those to them. So I assume they didn't really have a problem with that, but maybe that is a compatibility issue. We did, I think, do you have the plans, Scott?
For
the...
I've got what you submitted to the planning commission for what I showed them. There's some photos in here. This is where the pavement ends.
But do you have pictures of the houses that we proposed?
I think they were in their packet.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have them?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, so that's the, you know, proposed house. I mean, they're good size, compatible with the neighborhood. We've got the parking for it, which is very similar to, you know, what residential would have anyway when you figure your driveway, garage, and all that. And as you look going that way, the four houses are at the far end of that picture, and you can see we're right there at, you know, Sunfest, a pizza place, and a bunch of other businesses in the front yard, as well as other commercial lots right across the street. So we think it's very compatible, and if not more compatible than just single-family residential.
Scott, I have two questions for the staff. Are there any other approved nightly rentals in this subdivision right now? I just heard the comment that there may be nightly rentals already happening. That's not...
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
I don't have a permit on one, though.
Okay. And secondly, just for clarification, this says 6 lots. I think I heard you say 10 lots. Is there...
Well, there's another one for 6 lots. This one's for the 10 lots.
No, this is 10 lots.
Oh, I'm looking at the wrong packet.
Yeah, there's three packets for the same subdivision.
Three in the same area, but this is for 10 lots.
You guys have any more questions?
I think on our score, it came out 18. I think if you actually look at a couple of things, that actually goes up by another, I could basically prove another 8 or 10 or some variation of, based on trash service was one